time to meet a pair from Big Brothers Big Sisters of Greater Pittsburgh, and they are Matt and Noah. Matt, good morning.
Good morning.
Tell me a little bit about yourself. Where are you from?
Sure. I actually am originally from the Akron-Cleveland area in Ohio, and I moved to Pittsburgh about 5 years ago.
What brought you here?
My job. I work for DDI, which is an HR consulting company.
Yeah, and DDI, is it okay if we talk about what
sure.
DDI does? DDI is amazing, and I don't want to do like a commercial for DDI. But DDI is, among other things, a company that you go to when you want to kind of like find out what kind of person is this person, right, that
That's
I'm
right,
considering
yeah.
hiring. And they will basically the potential employee can do some tests to determine, like, do they have the management style our company mm-hmm. is looking for? And it's surprisingly accurate in doing that kind of work, right?
Yeah, it's a little bit scary.
Yeah it's and I want to say you're out in Bridgeville?
That's correct.
Yeah. It's a neat company. And in my past life, we used to use DDI for hiring. And it's an amazing, you know, it's like, is this person judgmental, thinking, intuitive, psychopathic? You know, if you could determine all those things.
Mm-hmm.
So, and you were mentioning off the air that at Akron, as a little kid, you did a water safety radio commercial.
I did, yes.
How did that happen?
I was in a science class called environmental science, and each year one male and one female student would be selected through you would write an essay, and your essay would be selected, and you would do a week-long course outside working with the water, learning all about water safety, how to conserve our environment. And at the end of that week, we had another little challenge, and the winners of that got to make a radio commercial promoting water safety.
That's
and
great.
I was lucky enough to do that. Yeah.
That's and you're a little bit older than Noah. Or?
I was a few years older than Noah at the time, yes.
Cool. Well, let's meet Noah. Hello.
Hi.
And Noah, tell me a little bit about yourself. How old are you? Where do you go to school?
I am 11 years old, and I go to Pittsburgh Montessori.
Ah, excellent school. I like Pittsburgh Montessori a lot. Who's in your family? Anybody you'd like to acknowledge or say hello to?
My mom and my sister.
And what's your sister's name?
Rowan.
And I can't help but noticing that you're sort of waking up here.
Yeah.
Noah's got a lot of stretching going on and a little bit of yawning. Have you been up for a while now? Or?
No.
No? What time do you usually get up on Saturdays?
12.
12? Now,
yeah.
I'm here at 6, and I could give you wake-up calls if you would like. I could call, you know, and make sure you're awake.
Usually if I don't wake up at 12, I'm outside.
Yeah.
At like 11.
Yeah, especially on Saturdays. So before we talk a little bit about you and Matt, what do you like to do for fun?
Sports.
What do you play?
I play baseball, basketball, football.
Wow.
And I'm about to start hockey.
Wow. And are you on teams and all of those? That's incredible. So, do you play hockey and baseball at the same time?
No, because the sign-up didn't come up yet.
Okay, because that would be, I was just thinking that would be a real challenge to do both at the same time. At least I think it would be when it gets down to that. Which sport, do you have a preference among them all as to which one you might like the best?
Baseball.
Yeah, how come?
Because I've been playing baseball all my life, and that's the sport I think I'm the best at.
Yeah, it's good. Do you prefer to be playing outfield or infield?
Infield, because I play pitcher.
Oh, excellent. And have you been following the Pirates much?
Yes.
They're getting close to 500 again, I think, right? Are they like one under now?
Mm-hmm.
If memory serves, it's been a little bit of a frustrating start after last year, but hopefully they're getting there, I think.
Yeah.
Well, I'm curious, Matt, first of all, is this your first match?
It is, yes.
And what got you interested in joining Big Brothers Big Sisters?
Well, when I was in college, I actually would volunteer with a lot of different youth-oriented groups through my fraternity and other organizations, and I had heard about Big Brothers Big Sisters a lot while I was there, and at the time just wasn't able to commit as much time as it would have taken to have done it. But when I moved here, I wanted to get back into the volunteering space, and it seemed like a good organization.
What are some of the things you got? Well, first of all, how long have you been matched?
About 9 months.
Wow. And you look like brothers, which is pretty cool, I think. These guys kind of have the same sort of, they carry themselves the same way, similar color hair and everything. So do you remember what it was like at the very beginning? I mean, you went through some, I'm sure, some training and some orientation, and then all of a sudden, you're released into the room with Noah, and Noah's right. released into the room with you. At least I would imagine it's like that.
Yeah. Yes.
What was that like?
Sure. Well, I actually recall that first I was meeting with his mom, and I think he was playing PlayStation in the room next door, which was a nice preemptor of something that he enjoys quite a bit. But afterwards, so I started asking him about some of the different video games that he plays, and we had a good time talking about one in particular. What's the one called that has the guy that's like prowling around in the woods and it's all dark and spooky?
Slenderman.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
We connected very early on about Slenderman.
Interesting. And have you been playing that with each other?
No, that's too spooky for me.
Yeah. That would be for me,
too. I don't have time to play that stuff anymore.
You'd rather be outside
doing
stuff. Have you thought about what you want to be when you get older?
In the MLB.
Come a little closer. So,
I want to be in the MLB.
Is a pitcher starting, relieving, or?
Starting.
Yeah. Most people probably want to be starting pitchers, I think. What's your best pitch?
My best pitch is my curveball.
Wow. And do you know how fast you throw?
I could throw I don't even remember. We went to
the sports zone and sports works and see if they can calculate it for you.
Yeah, I would have no. I would imagine I throw like at probably school zone speed. 50. I could probably throw.
I throw advanced for my pitching league.
Oh, that's fantastic. So what if have you guys done anything together, or is there something I guess that you come back to that you especially enjoy doing? I would imagine going to baseball games is maybe one of them.
Yeah, we go to a lot of Pirate games, too.
Yeah, where do you like to sit?
At Peanut Heaven, basically.
Yeah, me too. Is there a reason you like being out there?
You get a whole view of the field.
Yeah, I feel the same way about that. And sometimes I just don't want to be that close. And I like right field where the bleachers are.
Yeah.
A lot. That's just always been something I've enjoyed. What other kinds of things have you done together?
Well, you do a lot of sports-related things, but what were a couple of the ones that you liked the best?
Bowling with the Penguins.
Yeah, that was a fun one. That was
zombie
a cool opportunity
paintball.
Through Big Brothers Big Sisters.
Yeah, zombie paintball?
Yeah.
Tell me about that.
So you're basically riding on a truck with paintball guns attached to the side, and then there's a bunch of people dressed up as zombies running around out there, and you get to shoot them with the paintball guns.
And where is this done?
That's you, Matt.
I couldn't honestly tell you. I used my GPS.
I mean, is it on like a course off road or?
Yeah, it's off road. Okay, and it's like military trucks.
Okay, it's not like you're driving down Walnut Street in Shadyside.
No, we're not just choosing people that we feel are zombies. It was people who were working there.
Does it hurt when a paintball hits you?
Yes.
Okay.
A lot.
Does it leave a bruise or?
It leaves a big bruise like this big.
I've never done that, but I like the zombie stuff a lot. I don't know. What would it say as a potential employer for somebody that really liked being a zombie or that liked playing paintball? Does DDI have a rubric for that?
Well, I think I would have to call you out as one of your derailers, maybe being attention seeking.
Attention seeking. How about for somebody who sleeps till noon on a Saturday?
Oh gosh, yeah, I don't know. We might have to create a new one for that.
Have you been to see where he works?
No.
Not yet.
It's probably an interesting place, I would think. So in school, like, what kind of stuff do you like to do?
I like to do science.
Huh. What are you doing in science now?
We do a bunch of science experiments.
Can you remember, like, one of the more recent ones you did? I'm just curious.
We haven't done any recently. It was like at the beginning of the year.
Because Montessori schools are really neat. You get a chance. I mean, do you like that environment? You get a chance to be very creative and to sort of control your own, you know, destiny and to do things. And it's got to be pretty different than, I don't know what your childhood was like.
I actually went to a Montessori school for a year and a half.
Wow.
So I had a brief experience with it.
That's actually what a coincidence that is. Well, Sandra, I wanted to check with you just to see, is there anything new that we should know about? Let me fix your mic here.
Okay.
There we go. Anything happening at Big Brothers, Big Sisters we should be aware?
Yeah, actually, June has been a busy month for recruiting. We're stopping at 15 different Dunkin' Donut locations. Early in the morning, and anyone who's stopping in for a cup of coffee, we're excited to share our program with them. They can pick up some brochures. We're recruiting for volunteers and littles alike. So
when will you be at these Dunkin' Donuts?
It's the month of June, and it's actually different locations on different days. Like, for instance, this Monday we'll be at the Squirrel Hill Dunkin' Donuts at 7:30 a.m.
So you go there and you can learn about Big Brothers, Big Sisters in Greater Pittsburgh.
Yes, we'll have brochures there. Earlier you had mentioned Tom Baker. He'll be there and he'll be giving out brochures. Happy to explain the program to anybody who's interested. So, and then, you know, we'll move on to, I think there's a Westview location, Bellevue, ooh, Dunkin' Donuts, the one on Grant Street.
Well, that's nice. Yeah, I mentioned Tom Baker, the appropriately named Tom Baker for donuts. off the air, I had mentioned Tom and his tireless energy for Big Brothers, Big Sisters. And, you know, I think yesterday was World Donut Day or National Donut Day.
Yes.
I did not get any cards out, nor did I get any donuts, but that was exciting. My friend Jesse Schell had something posted on his Facebook page with all of these different donuts and so that's good. I mean, maybe June is donut month, so you get a chance to do that.
And I think in honor of Big Brothers, Big Sisters, they're having a donut for Big Brothers, Big Sisters. One of our colors is purple, so it'll be something purple on there.
Oh, that's nice. They should make it like two sibling donuts, like joined together or something.
That's a great idea.
I'll send a letter to Mr. Duncan and see what can be done. Well, we have a couple things. Noah, I have this is a pass to the Children's Museum. Now, there is a place for you. It's called Make Shop. Have you been to it before?
No.
Ever? I think you'd really like it. Is you come into the museum where the lobby is, if you go straight back, there's a 3D printer in there. There's an industrial sewing machine. There are places you can solder to build electronics. It's really designed for older, well, younger kids have stuff they can do too, but it was put in place there for kids a little older than you and your age. Plus, there's lots of other fun places, including the water play exhibit on the third floor. I also have a radio patch to commemorate your visit, to prove you were here. And we put a little caffeine in that patch so that when you wear it, it might wake you up a little earlier in the morning.
I think I'm awake now.
Yeah. Is there anything else? I mean, anything you'd like to say about, like, the difference Matt's made, you know, and the time you spent together?
He's made, like, everything much more fun.
And what about you? What would you say, Matt?
Oh, I agree. We have a lot of fun. We have a lot of things in common. We enjoy a lot of the same activities, so we just have a really good time together.
Oh, that's great. Well, I want to thank you, all three of you, for being here. Sandra, anything else to mention? We'll mention the website, of course, bbbspittsburgh.org, Big Brothers, Big Sisters, pittsburgh.org. Always looking for bigs and littles and of all shapes and sizes. And big couples, too. You know, a husband and wife or boyfriend and girlfriend.
Oh, absolutely.
Or any combination. You can do that.
Call in anytime at our main number. It's 412-363-6100.
Great. Well, as always, it's just terrific to have all of you here. And it's one of the highlights when we end up having a big little pair. I'm going to talk with Matt about what he's observed about my potential working, you know, what exactly, what am I good for? I kept talking with Noah and with Matt afterwards, and we discovered that Noah is a beatbox artist, so which is just amazing. How long have you done this, Noah?
Like 3 years, just about.
Wow, it's a long time to be doing it.
I can make my voice very, very deep.
Excellent. Well, what would you? We'll just turn it over to you. Do we need to set this up at all, or
no?
Okay.
I got this.
Okay, Noah's got it. So I'm going away here. We're all going away. The mic is yours, and live and spontaneously. And
do you want to name something I should say while I'm doing it?
Oh, you mean give you a word?
I could say something.
Say? How about Saturday?
Okay.
Saturday. Saturday.
Oh, my voice hurts now.
That was unbelievable. When?
Awesome.
How did you learn how to do that?
I watch beatboxing stuff.
That's amazing. So if the Major League Baseball career, I'm sure it will work, but if it doesn't work out, why not beatbox? That's really amazing. Thank you. Thanks. You know what? It takes a lot of courage to share that kind of stuff. Have you done that at your school or in front of folks? That's unbelievable. And thank you. That's Noah.
That's what I plan on doing for the talent show.
Oh, when's the talent show?
In like a week or two.
Oh, well, good luck. Thanks for being with us again. Who knew? Actually, Matt knew because he knows everything. He had already figured it out.